yes, yes. We are live back on Planet FM 104.6 with the beautiful Janet Kamau, founder, principal consultant, community advocate. She's out and about doing the things that we love to do here in our community for the Be About It show. You know the Be About It show. It's all about being about it. And we're super blessed to have our very own Janet come into the studio all the way from the beautiful Hamilton to speak more about her beautiful work. Just a little bit about Janet. Kenyan-born, New Zealand-based education consultant and the founder of Global Talent Pathways New Zealand. She spent over 15 years working across government, public, and business sectors and seen it all. She's here to speak more about how she can share this to the community, but also merging into 2026. We want to be about it, and we want to boss up about it as well and share our mahi out there in Aotearoa. First of all, Jumbo, kia ora, Pacific greetings, all the greetings. Welcome to the Be About It show, Janet. How are we feeling?
Jumbo. I'm so excited to be here. I haven't done radio before, so this is my first time doing radio, and I've decided to go live on my socials, which is, I'm really excited about it. Thank you for having me. Thank you for, as you know, I knew your brother before I got to know you. So I've worked with your brother. Maro was one of my sidekicks for a little while at Auckland Hospital. And then I got to meet you, but he told me all about you before that. So it's always nice to reconnect. It's such a small community and we've got to be together.
Yes, yep. 100%. Janet, first of all, please introduce how you got into the space of mahi and work, but also your beautiful ethnicity of being proud Kenyan, being here in Aotearoa. And how did this inspiration draw you into your mahi?
Well, I have traveled the same journey as a lot of the work that I'm currently doing. So I left Kenya in about 25 years ago as a student. I was very young and I went to Australia, didn't know anyone, got someone to pick me up and maybe a friend of a friend gave me a place to stay. And I was in Perth for a little while and then I went to Sydney and I then became a really young mum and became a single parent as well. And part of that was actually realizing that after 25 years of doing this, right, I've actually got something to tell our people. Someone who is traveling from Kenya, who doesn't know anyone on the other side of the world, is really, really, they know that their calling is outside of Kenya, or rather they probably want to come out here and do some study and go back home and invest back home. And after becoming an empty nester, I thought the best way to actually continue being a parent is to bring more young people into New Zealand, and then we are actually expanding the African diaspora here in New Zealand.
I love that, Janet. And, you know, thank you so much for just sharing how, you know, you've come from your home space and come to Aotearoa to really start your life, your journey, and everything that you do. Kudos to you and how the way you've, like, really brought yourself into the mahi that you do. Now, how did this draw into the inspiration of the mahi that you're doing today with Global Talent Pathways? How did that come to light? How did you connect with this beautiful platform? How did this all start for you? It sounds like it was real successful. It's a successful story. Yeah. And you're now here sharing this story.
Yeah. So I come from a family of very strong businesswomen.
Woo!
My mom, I'm a product of someone who sold vegetables and was able to pay for me to go to Australia. So my grandmother also sold vegetables, and my mother became a property investor. My mom was one of the very, very early distributors of Caltex petroleum products in Kenya.
Wow.
As well as becoming the Coca-Cola distributor in Kenya as well. She was distributing Coca-Cola on bicycles in the 1980s. So my dad was a professional, my mom was a businesswoman, and I have fought being a businesswoman or being an entrepreneur probably for the last 25 years. I'm the only person in my family who's actually not been in business. Everybody else has been in business, and I think the calling for this came after COVID, when life became really unpredictable. I was like, well, we've only got one life to live. and the opportunity to give back to the community. We have something we call living ancestors. So I feel like I'm a living ancestor. I've done the journey and I'm now welcoming my people so I can hold their hand on their way here.
I love that. And oh my gosh, you have this beautiful aura about yourself, Janet, that you connect back to your roots of how you've become who you are.
Yep.
And every time you're speaking, you're always referencing back to, you know, your homeland and the you know, how you've attributed to the way that you are today. It's always back to your homeland. And I love that. I love that. I love that. And for this platform, Global Talent Pathways, was it like, did it just come by you by inspiration, or did someone draw you to it? It was like, Janet, that sounds like you. You've got to get into it. How did that come to light?
Actually, it came, it was a product of deep healing work. Actually, I was struggling with being in professional spaces where I felt like I had to make myself feel small to fit into the spaces. And I remember having a session with a therapist who said, the only way you can make yourself free is by freeing yourself from the prison that you've put yourself in.
Wow.
And it was, what is it that you can do that is meaningful to you that can actually create something? And my God, I was talking about it at the Afropreneur Summit when I said I straddle fear on a regular basis. I wear it. It's a teacher. I don't miss class. I'm always in the classroom with my fear, learning how to actually step out and step forward and step back to pull others with me. And it's probably, I didn't know that meaningful work could be this fulfilling and scary at the same time.
And, you know, when it comes to fear as well, kind of coming into your own person and being on a platform, how did you, I guess, manage to balance that, Janet? Because sometimes, you know, you don't know what you're getting, putting yourself into. And as a businesswoman, as a connector, as a mother, how are you managing all of that together?
I'm not managing it. I am choosing to wake up every day, and there'll be things that this weekend I had the good fortune of being told by my partner we're going camping. I've already booked it. All you have to do is just show up. And if you follow me on my socials, you'll see that I was actually having a really, really good time.
Yeah.
So much so that we booked our next camping trip.
So that
way to actually just step away from the giving and giving and giving and giving and not actually replenishing. So
yes.
I think it's actually a journey trying to work out how do I actually and balance is actually probably not the word. It's called juggling. It's actually working out what am I willing to put down today so that I can actually do something and get away with whatever it is that I'm doing, and making sure that the core things, the most important things we've got our heartbeat on them, and then the things that are not really important, we can actually put them on the side, or finding people to walk alongside us, finding people to hold our hand and support us along the journey.
I love it. I've got a quotation here. Education to me is not just about credentials. It's about connection, courage, and creating belonging around and across cultures. Is that something that holds really tightly to you in terms of how education plays a fundamental part with your platform?
Yeah, 100%. I come from a culture where education, in some way, unlike New Zealand, is pivotal for you to actually, you know, progress in life.
Mm.
If you don't have qualifications, the opportunities are not there.
Yes.
That's very present in my culture, right? But it's also, we have a love of learning. You're not the same person when you learn something new. So this year, I have been in the classroom almost every single day, right? I'm learning, not in the university, but learning when I'm interacting with people. I'm learning how to actually interact with systems. I'm learning how to interact with organizations. So it's a learning. And for me, it rings true. The other thing is, yes, I'm coming here to learn, but by golly, have we got so much to give, right?
Yes.
We come already made. The only thing that we're actually getting done is we're getting new tools and new skills to shine even more of what we've currently got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. And I was reading a lot of your mahi, and, you know, this platform is specifically for African and students from the Middle East to really come and expand their knowledge here in Aotearoa. And has that been a vision for you and the team to do, and just to, you know, let our, you know, rangatahi, our young people within our African continent, to know that there's so much opportunity outside, but you can also bring that back home. Because just reading your story, you're always reflecting back home, but it's also, you know, sourcing all the knowledge you can get to expand that.
Yep.
And is that some of the ways that you want to connect a lot of our African community, specifically students, to expand?
Yep. I think that the thing you keep saying about linking back home, I am the latest representation of everyone who's come before me. So I am a big, big fan of the fact that my grandmother, who was selling vegetables and didn't speak a word of English, is sitting here because I'm the latest representation of her, right? So when our people come, when our young, our tamariki come and they gain a different kind of knowledge, right? They already have got the ancestral knowledge inside of them. The only difference is that they're actually now getting an analytical element or a cultural element from a New Zealand perspective. So when they come here, they are not only coming to learn, but they're also coming to give back. And then my big thing is then you reach back. You reach back to where you've come from and you invest back there. The other thing is that one of the things about Kenya specifically, I come from Kenya, I come from the Highlands. We are one of the countries that has the highest number of money that is sent back home.
Wow.
In terms of people actually sending money to diaspora money back home.
Yes.
We invest something like $200 million back to the country per year.
Wow.
So we're
just imagine the economy.
We're not just coming and taking from here, we're actually giving back.
I love that. And, you know, I wanted to touch base as well, Janet, in regards to what you do with this platform, because I feel like this has been a long, you know, time coming in terms of the vision, but the ancestral link as well when it comes to education. How important is it for, like, our young people, but not just students, but for our community to really connect and adapt, but also, you know, give back and come back and build their own businesses for themselves as well? Is that something you're wanting
to do?
Yes, to link.
So my paternal grandmother and grandfather were teachers.
Yeah.
And my maternal grandmother was a businesswoman. So it is actually in my DNA
blood
to be what I'm doing, right? So I the teaching or the education piece is part of the essence of who I am, right? The mana that I carry. And the business is also part of the mana of who I carry. So when I bring students, I want them to honor that, right? Whatever it is that your mahi is from way back when, right? Don't forsake that.
Yeah.
Carry that along, because then you're going to be the living ancestor, right?
Living ancestor.
Yeah.
And I just love how inspirational that sounds, because I think we tend to merge away from that. You know, we tend to not look back at our ancestors to say, who in your family was a builder? Who in your family was a planter? Who in your family was a communicator? Or who in your family was a leader? Yeah. And I feel like with your platform, I can't wait for 2026. But also, we're still in December. You know, we can still make some beautiful things in December as well. For people to really connect with this platform, because I think that's the essence of what you do.
Yeah.
And is that, because I can feel a certain vibe that, like, look into what your ancestors have done and really tap into it to expand the knowledge.
Yeah, you have got whatever it is that needs to be, the world needs. You've actually got what the world needs. It just needs to be honed. It needs to probably be refined for the current market, for the current space. But ideally, it is, you're not going to be veering far away. Some people, I come, again, my ancestry comes from lawmakers.
Mm.
So people who are really, really big, they're chiefs. They want to make sure that there's order. They want to make sure that there's diplomacy. You and I were talking about that
yes.
this before. So instead of going out to war, you actually sit down and you're like, what can we do? How can we do this? So that's something else that you bring, right? Don't try and look for something from without, because everything that you actually have is from within. You just need to enhance it.
I love that, Janet. Janet, you are so inspiring. I'm so blessed and honored to have you in the studio, because, again, I like to learn and connect and fill my kit there as well.
Yep.
That's the way I like to grow.
Yep.
So when you're passing your knowledge and your ancestral beautiful, thank you. You know, it's stunning. And I wanted to ask, for you being Janet,
yep,
and having your experiences, Janet, what's something that you'd like to bring into the educational side of how we see our community? Because I feel like that's something we don't really tap into a lot from what I've seen in the community from January here in Aotearoa. Education is more so much of a workshoppy type. We come in, have a little workshop, and that's about it.
Yep.
But I feel like this beautiful platform that you are running,
yep,
it needs to be a Monday to Sunday type of thing. And I know it's like a lot of, oh my gosh, Tina, no, I can't do that from Monday to Sunday. But I just feel like the amount of leadership, knowledge, wisdom, and just how you expand the way to look at education is real beautiful. And I feel like that's how many of our people can, one, heal, two, connect, and three, find ways of how they can actually find how they're good at education. Because education is so, for me, it's so like generic. Sometimes it's so broad that like people think it's like coming from an English perspective,
yep,
of trying to do education. But just how you said it in terms of, no, it's been passed on from your ancestors. So it's in you, not on. Like, you know, it's just beautiful. And what's your take on that?
So majority of my students who come are actually postgraduate students or young students who are coming to do, you know, certificates in health and well-being, things that we're really good at. You just need a certificate that actually says that you can do it. But outside of putting them in institutions, I work with about 17 institutions where Africans can come, Kenyans can come and connect with, do study for a year, maximum 2 years. It is for fee-paying students. But beyond that, I think beyond that, the platform actually saying, while you can come and get the qualifications, come and get your master's degree, come and get your PhD degree, come and get your certificate, be who you are.
Yeah.
Be who you are. Honor who you are, right? Show up as who you are. Sometimes it's not necessarily safe, but find platforms where you can be safe and you can express yourself. I haven't been on radio before, and I feel at home. Find places where you can go and feel at home. It doesn't have to be in, you know, the current spaces where you are, but we're here. I mean, you're here. Afropreneur Summit is here. You know, we've got platforms that we, yes, can actually, AfroConnect is around. Go and meet people who understand Ubuntu. Meet community that is actually seeing every part of you and is honoring your journey.
Janet, you're inspirational. You are. And I want to come and capture like this as well and connect and see how I can connect my fruits to bringing more of our community together. And I wanted to ask you, we've still got more time, how important is it for our generational spam to connect as well? Because I feel like that's a big thing that's been happening. And it's like, I like to look at what's happening from this generation for the generation next.
Yeah. So, the reason why I'm actually reaching out for young people is my daughter's 23.
Mm.
She's left home. I miss having to actually have young people next to me. My God, the energy, the life that comes with having young people, the ideas. I was a panel at the Afropreneur Summit,
yes,
and we had two of our my age mates on one side, and then there was you and Michelle of Money Savvy.
Yes.
And it's like, we're talking about branding and marketing, and I'm like, do you guys have a Facebook page? And then you guys are like, oh my God, there's so much energy. So really, sincerely, we need to connect with,
yes,
you guys. Okay, you need to connect with us because we're probably more grounded and we're like steady, don't run.
Wisdom.
Yeah. But at the same time, we need to connect with you guys. And what platforms can we use to,
yeah,
come and listen, watch you, you know, drink from the well that you guys are actually bubbling out,
yeah,
of, yeah? And then you can come and sit with us where it's actually, you know,
mellow.
It's mellow and it's like, sit down.
Calm down.
Enoho. Like, just chill out. It's okay. Drink from the, yeah, calm kind of thing. You know what I mean?
I love it, Janet. And, yeah, I really love this conversation. Ooh, I really, really love it because it's just mind-blowing just to know we have something at home. Like, I think what you have is soul, sis, and it's like something you can't create. It's like, it's, you know how our people are, and it's like having that patience, that wisdom, that aura, and it takes time, you know. And Janet, what are some things that you want to bring into for 2026? Yep. We're in December, and it's such a huge blessing you have this platform. And I'm going to be honest, I haven't merged and connected with your platform before. Thanks to the Afropreneurs Summit, we connected.
Yeah, we did.
And it's like what you mentioned, how can we all be supportive of each other, but also get things done, you know, get it to the next level alongside having that patience.
Yes. I think process and planning is a big part of it. Being intentional. I think as a people generally, well, I'm being very stereotypical, we kind of like to go with the flow, when in reality, actually, sometimes if you live in a world like, say, Aotearoa, you need to be somewhere on time. You need to be somewhere on a given day. You need to actually rock up so many times a day. So you kind of cannot just wish that things will just happen. They won't happen by happenstance. It doesn't work like that, right?
Yes.
You've got to be intentional. So you're talking about, we came together because of Afropreneur. I am big. As I said, I can't run away from being a businesswoman anymore, right? So how do we bring business people together to share ideas? Because iron sharpens iron. We need to be in those rooms, right? Being able to talk to each other and saying to each other, well, you know what? I have this issue and I don't know how to do social media. Tina, can you do it for me?
Yeah.
And I'm willing to support. I'm willing to pay for it. I'm willing to be professional about it,
yeah,
but also connect on a soul level.
100%, Janet. And I think that's what it is. Like, especially with the mahi that you're doing as well, it's a matter of how can we grow this, yep, you know, but also support what you're, yep, doing, and in a way localize it for, yep, our African economy, but also the community as well, to come together and just, like, you know, make it work. Yep. You know, I just feel like sometimes things are simple, but
they,
we
are,
just tend to add, and you know add on, and yeah, I love what you're doing, Janet, and I think it's super amazing.
Thank you.
For those that are tuning in right now, or you're just probably in your car, you're online, you're probably at work and tuning in right now on the link, we've got our very beautiful Janet Kamau, who's speaking more about Global Talent Pathways New Zealand. But I wanted to also touch base before we wrap up for today, Janet, you know, what are some ways of you to share with our community on how we can stay connected with you, how we can come to your platform, or how we can stay in contact, where can they find your website, yep, social media, because this is beautiful.
Thank you.
One, I haven't seen it. We had Africa Day at the beginning of the year, and you know me, I'm all about what's happening in our community.
Yep.
And I didn't see this, and there were thousands of African youth walking in to Africa Day, and it's just like, some are lost, some aren't aware of their mana,
yep,
their power,
yep,
you know, their ancestral generational courage, and you know what you've mentioned.
Yep.
And what's your take on that, Janet? I wanted to hear.
I think you can reach me on my socials. I'm Janet Kamau, and Global Talent Pathways. And you can reach me on WhatsApp as well. But how do we get our youth connected? I think, again, I'm going to go back to intentional. It's so easy to go to an event, right?
Very easy.
Very easy. It's very easy to carve out 4 hours to go to an event. But to drive from Pokeno to come here,
wow,
is like, okay, and I'm going to go and pour into Tina, and Tina's going to pour into me. That's intentional, right?
Mm.
So looking for spaces that are intentional. The other thing is looking for spaces that is actually not about competition. It's about collaboration.
Oh, man.
Right?
Can I just get... I'll let you finish and then I'll
end. The only way to build is by putting one stone in front of the other, or on top of the other. So where some of us are happy to be foundation people, some of us are happy to be in that space where we're holding space for the young people. But the other thing is, I'll speak for myself. I'm very confident, but I'm also shy. I don't put myself out there. This is an act of courage, putting myself out there. And I've been doing a lot of that. The classroom with the fear, this is part of that, is putting myself out there, is feeling the fear and doing it anyway. But if you see some of us, we're very courageous, but you can, you know, once you have a connection, happy to actually talk too much. But if there's a way we can, us elders can step up, yes, for you guys to feel more courage to come to us, what can we do about that?
Mm.
Right, Tina, what can we do? How do you want us elders to show up for you younger people so that you actually can come and find a council where you can say, hey, I'm starting a business idea. You've done business for 5 years. You've done business for 2 years. You know, tell me something. Tell me something that would be helpful for me. Walk alongside me. Be my mentor.
Mm.
Tell me that happens in rooms. Don't worry about it. It's got nothing to do with you. That happens there. Don't be too concerned. We've got you. I've got your back. Because it's actually about Ubuntu, is that there is no part of me that is separate from you, right?
Right.
Let's live that.
I love that, Janet. You know, I think it's just really beautiful. This is really refreshing for those unaware, because I'm always around. I love my African community, Janet. But like just what you've mentioned, we hardly hear that. And it's always do. And sometimes we just need a little bit of wisdom, a little bit of patience, and sometimes just adding a bit of our air into the mix as well. And that exactly right there will solve 99 problems. But I'm excited, Janet. I'm so happy. I think it's blessing that you've come on to share your beauty.
Thank you,
Janet, and I just can't wait to do more with
Amen.
Your money.
Amen.
I think
let it
I need
be
a move
so.
To Pokeno. That's what it was.
Let it be so. From your lips to God's ears.
I've been in Auckland
too long. You need to come to Pokeno and watch the twoies.
Yeah. I love it. And Janet, you are a different breed, I have to say.
Really?
Yeah, you are. And I'm saying that with intention, with honesty, with this, you know, it's what we need. And I just feel like there's no hidden agenda behind what you're saying. And I feel that, you know, with 2025, everyone, if you're tuning in right now, make sure you click on that link and support and just come through, because that's what it's about. It's Amen. Like, you want to win? Let's win, fam, because it's not.
We will go a lot further together. We will go a lot further together. And it doesn't have to be kumbaya, as I keep being told. Everyone has something to bring. Everyone has something to bring.
I love that. And like, you know, I feel that, oh my gosh, Janet, I just can't wait to see a lot of your mahi in 2026. It's meant to be. And sorry, before we wrap up, Janet, do you have any acknowledgements or any love that you'd like to share to those that have been supporting you?
Oh, honestly, this journey this year would have been, there's been a few times I've been in a fetal position, starting a business. So my partner, Martin Norman, has had to pull me out under the table a few times when the fear was probably, overwhelming. It's been, felt lonely parts of it, but I've got some really, really good people who've been alongside me. Michelle, who's my accountant, and she's younger than me, but she's actually my mentor. I'm so grateful for her. I am just so, so grateful for her. I am grateful for Maggie. Oh, Maggie and her son, Jabari, has been he is too. He has breathed. He's put fresh breath inside of me, and I can see the Afro in him coming out. He learned how to dance at my house, and we danced for a few hours. So, and most importantly, my mom and dad are not here, but the people who've come before me, my sister Susan, has been doing voice notes of prayer for me, because she lives in another time zone. So
I'm
grateful for those people who have seen the vision and have actually encouraged me. I'm grateful for friends. I'm grateful for the little community. I'm grateful for the Kenyan community. Charlie has been amazing. So thank you for those people. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Janet is just beautiful. Beautiful vibes, beautiful soul, beautiful aura. And I'm going to share more about that, even for this year, next year. She's going to come back on. We're going to be speaking more. We're going to be doing more events together.
I'll bring my students and you can talk to my students.
Yes, and we can't wait. So if you're tuning in right now, make sure you just click on that link. This link will be on forever for you to listen to, but also our podcast will be sharing out tonight for our community platforms. And Janet, thank you so much, Madasi, for coming on our show, for the Be About It show. And for those that are tuning in, have a beautiful day. Ka kite.
Thank you.